Welcome to the Epic Music Discussion with Sean and Friends. Today on this episode of Epic Music Discussion with Sean and Friends, we will be discussing music. I am your host today, not Freddie Mercury. Today is a very special occasion on our show today, as we forced Amy asked nicely for an Epic Music professional to come on the show.
Hello, I am your co-host today. My name is not important. Which is actually my real name, I am very sad. Why did my mother give me this hot?
I'm sorry to cut you off, not important. But you are in fact not important. What is important is our special guest today. She's played in orchestras, and even a band. Please welcome Carla Bilger, the mother of our slave master, I mean mega host, Sean Bilger.
Hello viewers, I am Sean Bilger, the host of this here show. I am sitting right here with my mother, a professional musician. Her name is Carla Bilger. Introduce yourself to us.
You just introduced me, but hi, I'm Carla Bilger, Sean's mom. I am a professional violinist.
Very cool. Now, on to the questions. Question number one. What was the push in your childhood to pursue music?
Well, that's a loaded question because I really didn't want to do music in my childhood. I began at the age of three because my mother and father wanted me to take violin lessons, so I really didn't have a choice. So they knew a violin teacher that was about an hour and a half away in Philadelphia. And they drove me down there every weekend to take violin lessons since I was 3 years old. So I didn't really have a choice in the matter.
Sounds very interesting. Now, you mentioned that you played violin.
Correct.
Do you know why your parents made you take violin lessons?
Well, I think they just chose that instrument because they had a friend who was a violin teacher. My mother actually taught violin, but she didn't want to teach me because she thought it would be too difficult to teach her own children. So like I said, she drove me down to Philly every weekend to a friend of hers who was teaching Suzuki violin lessons.
Awesome.
If I would have chosen my instrument at a later date, I probably would have chosen cello.
Very interesting information. Question number three. How often / hard did you practice your instrument when you were younger?
How often? Well, when I was three, it was probably just about maybe 10 or 15 minutes at a time. But towards high school, my parents would make me practice at least an hour a day, and I had to do my homework before I could go out with my friends and play or do anything else. So it was about an hour a day for a long time.
Yes.
A lot of scales. I had to practice a lot of scales. So how hard? Yeah,
if you
scales
want
were hard.
To pursue music, you would have to do an hour or
at
more
least
a day.
An hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question number four. Did you play in a professional setting in high school?
Actually, I did. And I guess you're considered a professional musician if you get paid for your performance. And I did actually play with the Reading Pops professionally, a couple other gigs, some string quartets and whatever while I was in high school. But after that, I didn't play professionally until I graduated college.
Cool. We seem to be having technical issues. Those technical issues have been completely resolved right now.
You can cut that part out.
Okay.
I think we're going to have to explain.
Question number five. What was the biggest problem you've had to face throughout the years regarding music?
My biggest problem? Wow. That would probably be insecurity. Because I had a couple teachers, especially in college, that told me basically that I sucked and I would never be a musician. Not in so many words, but it was really hard because, you know, that made me insecure about myself, and then I didn't want to play for anybody because I didn't think I was good enough. So it wasn't until a couple years after that when I had a really good violin teacher who lifted me up. This was actually after college. Well, I guess there was one in college. He would dance me around the room when we would have our lessons. It was so much fun. And he actually did lift me up and let me know that, you know, I was actually good. And he encouraged me to be the only freshman to audition for the concerto competition that year, which I knew I wouldn't win, but since I was a freshman, but I did it anyway, and I felt really good about myself. So, yeah, insecurity. Which I still actually have a little bit today, but I don't have it as much, thanks to him.
So our info people have gathered information that you were in a band named Sub 7 and the Undead. What sort of experience did you have in that band?
Well, that was probably the most fun I've ever had playing music in my entire life. I started with them. Well, I originally started in another metal band called Eternal Embrace, and that led me to Sub 7 and the Undead. And that band was like a second family to me. It was so fun. And basically, I did it because there was classical musicians in the Boston area are a dime a dozen, and I just wanted to find a way to stand out so that I could actually perform. And so this band was kind of that way to do it. And what we were was a rock opera with belly dancers and a narrator and a ballet dancer and actors. And the band kind of told a story of a vampire and his life. So it was very creative. The music was so fun. I got to show my creative side because I got to write some of my own parts, and I got to learn my instrument a lot more and be more comfortable with my instrument because I was writing my own parts. So that was probably the best experience that I've had in music, and it really taught me a lot.
Yes, that is also a shout out to that band, unfortunately no longer together.
Yes, unfortunately the lead singer decided he wanted to do some electronic music on his own, so he broke away and did that, but I don't know if we'll ever get back together again, but it was definitely an experience I'll never forget.
Some things are never meant to last.
All right. Bands are very hard to keep together, yes.
And we're back after that extremely brief break. We were in the middle of asking questions with Carla Bilger, our special guest today. We were on, out of 10 questions, we are now on the 7th question. The 7th question is, Carla.
Mom.
If you could change anything about the music industry, what would it be?
And I said, this is a loaded question, because there are so many things that need to be changed. But I guess if I had to pick one, I don't really like the way the direction that music is going as it pertains to the way musicians get paid, I guess. Because it used to be, if you were a good musician or a good band, you would get signed with a company, a record company, production, and they would promote you, and you'd make an album, and then you'd go on tour, and you'd promote that, and then people would buy your CD or your record, and that's how you would make money. That would be the main way of making money, and you could actually make quite a bit of money that way. But now, with the new ways, the iTunes and the Spotify and whatever else there is on the internet, where everything is free, musicians can't make money. I mean, they can go on tour to promote yourself, but tours cost a lot of money. You can't make money from them. Nobody's buying CDs or albums anymore. You can download anything you want for $9.99 a month, and the musicians get maybe 1 or 2 cents from every downloadable song. And so I just think that that's not keeping up with creating good musicians these days. I mean, you're hearing more like canned music all the time, and the musicians are not as good because you can basically take anybody and turn them into a musician. I know, I could go on and on about this. It's my pet peeve. But anyway, so I'll just cut it short there. That would be the one thing I changed. The whole internet way of listening to music. I would take away iTunes, I'd take away Spotify, I'd go back to selling CDs and albums.
All right, next question. What were you inspired by mainly in your musical endeavors? Like what? Your violinist. What
inspired me?
So, like, did, like, old classical music?
All different kinds of music inspire me. I mean, I like all different kinds, anywhere from classical to metal. I don't like country or rap. But I'd say what inspired me to actually want to go into music in college to begin with was a performance of the National Honors Orchestra when I was a senior in high school. We played at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. And it was a performance of The Pines of Rome by Respighi. And it was just the most incredible feeling. And all the musicians were crying on stage. And it was so emotional and passionate. And I said, this is the feeling that I want to pursue for the rest of my life. And this is the only way that I could get it is performing on stage. So that's kind of what inspired me to go into music and to become a professional violinist.
Yes, that sounds very heavy. Very heavy stuff right there.
Very deep. Yeah.
question number 9. Have you ever had to deal with what people call performance anxiety, also known as I prefer to call it as just being nervous on stage?
I think probably, you know, at least 99% of performers out there have some sort of performance anxiety. And yes, as I told you before, that the biggest problem that I had was being insecure of my own playing. It led to performance anxiety, especially when I was younger. I don't get it so much now just because I've played so much. It depends on the situation. But yes, I've had to deal with that. And I do remember one time in college, I was performing a piece that a friend of mine wrote, and it was a very quiet piece, and I had trouble controlling my bow because I was so nervous, and it was just physically shaking. And so I knew that that was a problem, and I'd have to deal with that somehow later if I wanted to keep doing this. So, yeah, it's a big problem for a lot of people, but...
Yeah, I think it's obviously, I don't know why our info people got that question, like, and just assume, like, everyone gets nervous.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there are some people out there who just don't think about it at all and don't get nervous, but...
Those guys are crazy.
It depends. I mean, some people get nervous if they're playing in front of, you know, in a stadium of 5,000 people, or I tend to get less nervous that way, but more nervous if you're playing in a setting like in a living room in front of only 10 people and there's only maybe 2 or 3 of you playing. So, but like I said, I don't tend to get performance anxiety anymore since, you know, I've been playing, 44 years now. So tends to go away with time, at least for me.
Very interesting. Question. All right. Oh, excuse me. Final question. And this is a loaded one, as you call them.
Loaded questions.
Do you have any advice for younger developing musicians such as myself and others?
Any advice? Wow. I'd say just follow your heart. I mean, if music is definitely what you want to do and you cannot live without it, I say go for it, because it's just, it brings people so much joy and emotion, and it just moves people. And if that's what you're after, then I say go for it. But you really need to love what you're doing, because it's a really hard industry. And if you're not loving it and you don't care too much about it, then it's not for you. So just follow your passion.
Thank you. That was very deep.
This... I enjoyed being here. It was very fun answering all these questions with you.
That was Carla Bilger, my mother, answering all these questions. Thank you for listening, fellow viewers. I am Sean Bilger, the mega host of this here podcast, signing off.
Wow, what an exciting interview. Now that you've heard a professional give their perspective about music, maybe you now know more about music than you did a few minutes ago. Those were also very inspiring words at the end there. It almost made me tear up.
Well, how amazing. I truly learned some new things. Despite how unimportant I am, I might be able to make music myself now.
I'm sorry, not important, but we are going to have to cut you off as we are out of time. This has been the third epic music discussion with Sean and friends, where we have discussed music. Tune in for the next episode on why the music industry is impossible to get.